tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Thanks, Amy, and welcome along to the third hour of Tip Today. We're live from Nina. Now, we have that great prize for you because we're celebrating the new partnership between Tipperary Camogie and Vale Oil. Vale Oil giving away 500 litres of home heating oil to one of our lucky listeners on Friday. We're looking for a finalist every day. Today is no different. It's based on your interaction with us by text, joining in the conversations, or indeed coming up with something brand new. For the first time, Nina College will live stream their annual open night. Now, it's in response to the growing numbers attending the event over the past number of years, and also as a pilot school for computer science and coding. Nina College is a leading school in Tipperary in use of technology in the classroom. It's a STEM school. We'll find out a little bit more about that because I'm joined in the studio now by teachers Stephen O'Mara and Kate O'Brien. You're both very welcome.
Thanks
for joining us. Stephen, can I go to you first of all? That's a first, isn't it? A live stream tonight?
Yeah, it's something that we have embarked on due to the demand of parents trying to access our opening night. So we are still having our open night in the conventional manner, so parents of prospective 5th and 6th class pupils can still come along and meet the principal and hear the principal's address and meet with the management and staff in general at their leisure in the conventional way. But we're also taking a new approach that we're going to stream live our open night via Facebook through our Facebook page. And this is kind of a new adventure for us because it's meeting the growing demand for the school and it's broadening our message to the parents of prospective 5th and 6th class pupils who may be thinking about enrolling in our school.
Right. So it's also reflecting, of course, the ethos of the school where technology is concerned, I suppose,
yeah,
isn't it?
Technology is embedded in everyday life now. We look around us, and technology is in agriculture, it's in every kind of industry now, and schools especially, you know. And with that, you know, schools are embedding technology in teaching and learning in a broader manner. So that's important. And part of our school, we are a STEM school, so it's part of our ethos in encouraging new approaches and encouraging technology in what
Very
we do.
Good. So. Kate, it's a co-ed school, of course, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah. Boys and girls working together, attending school together, learning life skills, how to get on with each other, work together. Boys and girls get the opportunity to try out a broad range of subjects in first year. So we have all the science subjects, the technology subjects, home economics, art, music, and so on.
So it's a kind of a taster situation
it
for
is,
them, is
yes,
it? Yeah.
Yes, they get an opportunity at different stages of the year, and then they make their final choice, having participated in a number of classes, both learning the practical skills and the theory behind the practice of what
That's very
doing.
Good because, you know, sometimes young people are landed into situations maybe that they're not comfortable with or that doesn't suit their particular skills.
Yeah, and I suppose because of the broad range of subjects, students get the opportunity to maybe excel or achieve in areas that they may not have had an opportunity to do up to now. Mm. And we find that students, when they are enjoying what they're doing and working in an area they're interested in, they're happy kids and they work well and
right.
work well with each other.
Which is very important
yes.
as well. Just for people that might be too sure, Stephen, would you just explain what's behind being a STEM school?
I suppose.
Because we're hearing that thrown around an awful lot nowadays.
Yeah. Mr. Bruton is on record there and he has mentioned STEM quite a lot. And sometimes people don't understand it, but STEM is a short for science, technology, engineering and mathematics. And the Department of Education have identified skills shortages in the future in these areas. So they're tailoring curriculum for these jobs in the future. It's envisaged that there'll be a shortage of up to 1.5 million of these jobs worldwide. So, and this is very important for us if we're going to be a country that is to the fore of technology and technological employment. So with that then, we have very much taken on this ethos in Ina College. So we have, part of our programme is to invite in 5th and 6th class primary school kids into our STEM day, where we give them an opportunity and to explore these subjects. And we had a great response to that from the 23 primary schools around in our catchment area. And I have just been out to the primary schools to invite them into our open night, and it has seemed to be very, very popular with the students as well.
Yeah, so I can well imagine indeed. Because in the past, of course, coding, students were only introduced to that in third level. And what a shame that was, yeah, because, you know.
I suppose a number of the staff members were involved in continuing professional development in the coding area, Fran. And one of the points raised was that students are entering computer courses in college and dropping out.
Yes.
So this is an opportunity for them to try out, see if they're interested in the area and learn the skills. Mm. But as Stephen pointed out already, coding skills and the skills learned in the coding programme are not just applicable to computer science. They're skills involved in problem solving, being creative, working together, and that's what every job entails.
Very good. So, and where the gender breakdown is concerned, Kate, I mean, is there any difference in terms of what the young girls are choosing to study and the boys? Is there any?
I would say I'm delighted to see that both boys and girls equally are taking on the course.
Very good.
And it's like every subject area, you have kids that don't really want to do it, but they're tolerating it. But there are kids in there who are actually loving the course, loving the problem solving, and they're doing some programming in class, and you offer to give them the solution, and they say, no, I want to get to the end of this.
Right.
And that's fantastic for them, but fantastic for us teachers to see them developing.
And along with all this high-tech stuff, I hear you're looking at home economics as well.
Yes.
So the traditional subjects are still there,
yes,
very
they
much.
Are.
Yeah.
They are, yes. Yeah. And again, as we said, it's a lot of opportunity that children or kids, young adults, are getting to try out different areas and hopefully find the right path for them.
Very good indeed. All right, you were telling me about the catchment areas as well. You mentioned 23 primary schools.
Yeah, 23 primary schools which feed into our secondary school, and that's a very broad base. You're ranging from Bowher National School right across to Moneygall, Temple Derry, Clock Jordan, and so forth. Like, and each one of these schools are in a very, very lucky position in that they have a choice of secondary school, you know, and that's a very privileged position to be in, where a fifth or sixth class pupil can choose or have consideration to what school they might approach. So we're here maybe to bring the message that Nina College is a very much progressive school, and we are encouraging parents of fifth and sixth class, because it's important that parents of fifth class pupils are considering this now as opposed to next year, because it's such a large decision to make. It's such an important decision to make for your son or daughter. We all, as parents, like, we want the best for our kids, you know, and it's a big decision. So we would encourage all parents, if they can make it at all in person, to come into the open night. And there's nothing like meeting the staff and the management of school in person.
And getting all of that information, because we always hear about that transition from secondary school to college, Kate, but rarely do we talk enough about the primary school to secondary school, because that is a huge jump as well for a young student.
It is a huge jump. A lot of incoming students are coming from small primary schools, whereas, as you know, Nina College, we had a refurbishment recently. It's a very extensive premises.
Sure.
So it takes them a few days to find their way around, but there's mentors in place to help them. We have a Big Brother, Big Sister program, where the first year students are involved in activities, and they're supported along the way. And there's also class directors for each class group to help them find their feet and adjust accordingly.
Now, there's been much debate about the new junior cycle, but it's introduced in the college, isn't it?
It is, yes.
How's it working out?
We have been on board with the new junior cycle from day one, you know, and we've engaged with the the professional development from day one. So we're kind of well on board with this. It's working really, really well. And on a phase basis, we can see all the subjects are coming on board with completion in the near future of all subjects on board. So this is kind of a new venture. It's very much focused around maybe continuous assessment and class-based assessments within the second year curriculum, so that kids are not, they're not getting their profile of achievement so based solely on a terminal exam in third year. So it is a very positive development, and we're looking forward, we're enjoying the transition, and we're looking forward to its final completion too.
When a school is at the forefront of this sort of STEM work, and then I presume there's a fair bit of old pressure on the teachers as well, because you have to stay with it, haven't you?
Without a shadow of a doubt, like, you know, we're all trained in certain subject base, and then when you come to a short course like digital media literacy or coding, you know, it involves upskilling, you know. And I have to say that the staff in the college have been tremendous. They've been to the fore of this, they've embraced it, and they've gone on bought professional development on a personal basis, and they've gone and upskilled. And it's an important, because, you know, you need to keep current. That's the key message in teaching. If you think we're teaching children for industry and employment in 10 to 15 years' time, you know, so what's current now, well, we need to be to the fore of that.
Yeah.
It is a learning continuum. So we have established links with LIT and Thurles. They're offering a computer science coding course for teachers, so we're all upskilling. But we're also linking in with them as to the type of graduate they're looking for and how we can meet their needs along
the way.
But
I'll bet you're finding young people coming on board who have a fair bit of knowledge themselves, and, you know, I mean,
without a shadow of a doubt, you'll find that in most classrooms, you'll find that there are kids that are exceptional. You might even say they're better than the teachers themselves. But they are very much to the fore of this. They have grown with this technology. And for many parents, it can be a concern, you know, that the kids are always on their phones, they're always on their tablets, they're always on their laptops. But that's the aim of coding is to look what's behind the engine, see how it works, and to get kids thinking more of how to make games instead of playing games, how to make web pages and so forth.
Absolutely, yes, Kate.
And could I also say that maybe coding is not for every student. So we also have the option of digital media literacy. But on the learning journey in Nina College, we focus a lot on internet safety in first year, so that students have an awareness that when they're on their device and they're on the internet, things to watch out for and to be more knowledgeable about how it works.
Very good. So all of that education is there as well. Listen, it's fantastic altogether. Well done to you and all that great work. So tonight, what time are we talking about? 7:30, isn't it?
So our overnight, the principal address will commence at 7:30 p.m. tonight in Nina College in our gymnasium. And then after the principal's address, parents will and children will be allowed to browse the school at their leisure, and they will be able to meet the staff in their teaching environments and to ask questions. They'll be able to explore the range of subjects that are available. And it, again, you know, the staff are very willing to engage with the parents and to have any concerns that they might have addressed on the night. You know, I can't stress how important it is for parents maybe to come in and to meet with the management and the staff if they can at all. And I know the weather is bad outside and the forecast is not good either. But if you can at all, please do come on in. And if not, of course, there is the Facebook streaming.
And just for people who might be too off air with that, how do you stream? How do you stream the night?
We're lucky. We've got Spain Audiovisual. They're taking care of our technological aspect of it tonight. So they're going to stream it onto our Facebook page live. And all anybody has to do is to get onto Facebook and search for Nina College on Facebook and they'll find our page.
Alright, well, we had Noreen Kennedy on to us to say, your interview with Stephen and Kate from Nina College brings back wonderful memories of my own time attending the school, and they're going from strength to strength under the stewardship of Damien Kennedy and all the wonderful staff. So there's a nice compliment for you all. Good to see you, Kate. Stephen, thanks
you very much
indeed, and I hope you do extremely well tonight. It's 11